Happiness is perfume. You can't pour it on somebody else without getting a few drops on yourself. James Van Der Zee.
Empowerment and education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, everyone. Samantha Lee Wright here, and you're listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today's episode, we're talking all about happiness. Come on, what could be more important than learning how to help yourself be just a little more happy? So we've got an expert on who teaches aromatherapy, has been using essential oils for decades, and is so knowledgeable about all the different ways to use essential oils, but especially in the emotional realm. And that's what we'll be focusing on. She's got some amazing recipes, some happy kid recipes, car traveling recipes, and so much more. Hope you enjoyed the show. First, let's pull a quick recipe out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Sheila in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you, Sheila. This recipe is called Healthy Happy Toenail Scrub. To make the Healthy Happy Toenail Scrub, mix together 8 drops of tea tree oil, 4 drops of orange oil, and 1/2 teaspoon of coconut oil. Apply this mixture onto a cotton ball and rub into your toenails. Let this dry naturally and repeat morning and evening for healthy happy toenails. We'd love to hear your DIY recipes or your favorite diffuser blend by emailing us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. Now let's get to the show.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Welcome, Bethany. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So I want to quickly have you share just your journey of how you got started using essential oils and on this path of teaching about using essential oils.
Sure. Yes. Well, like most mothers, you are sprung into action when it affects your children.
That's so and true.
It is. When my son was in fourth grade, we had a message from his teacher saying he has serious issues and focus issues. And so I, of course, went to a child therapist, went to a pediatrician, went to a naturopath. And in between all of that, I attended a class on essential oils. And it was almost as if the heavens opened up and a light came out and I knew this was it. So I decided to learn everything I could about essential oils. And so I enrolled at Bastyr Natural Health College to get my certificate in aromatherapy. And what's fascinating is after we started using essential oils and cleaned up my son's gut, because your gut health is so important, the teacher thought that the problem was gone. She just couldn't believe it. We never told her about the oils. So it was exciting to see how they had worked for him. And so since then, we've used them in our family for just about everything you can imagine. And the reason why I got into the education is just because I have a passion for teaching and educating and speaking and a passion for essential oils and sharing this gift that God has given us with the world.
That's so fascinating. Now, I know we're here to talk about essential oils for happiness, but I think that those listening would be so curious to know what oils that you use to help your son through that hard time in school, if you'd be willing to share that.
Oh, definitely. When I was in school at Bastyr, every class, we would come up with a blend. We would come up, the way that it's done, we'd come up with, like, I don't want to use the word symptoms, like indications, like distracted, easily irritated. And then we would look at the chemical constituents in essential oils to see which ones would match that and come up with a blend. And so that's what I did. We came up with a blend and I call it Taryn's blend. And I have the recipe on my website in my blog. And I also, you know, have it on my blog, and it has frankincense in it, which frankincense is huge for the brain. And because it can pass the blood-brain barrier, had sandalwood in it. We had orange oil, which is citrus oils or your mood-lifting oils. And, oh man, I didn't know you were going to ask that question. I can't remember.
I know, I'm putting you on the spot.
I know, I can't remember all the oils that were in it, but it is on my website as well. So sandalwood, frankincense, vetiver was huge. Mm-hmm. It's a root oil. It's very grounding. And so we did a lot of grounding oils for him and a lot of oils that would help calm the central nervous system. Like aniseed is huge for calming the central nervous system.
That's wonderful. Now, it's interesting that the teacher didn't know what was going on. You'd think that she would smell it on him, or would you just do the oils with him at home?
Well, you would think she would smell it on him, but that's a whole nother story. that classic situation.
Yeah. But we moving didn't on, say moving on.
Yeah, we didn't say anything just because people's perception was, you know, that this isn't going to work. So we thought, no, we just want to see if it's going to work. But yeah, we never did end up telling her because we left the school at the end of the year what we had done. But she was convinced that, you know, we had gone to the doctor and gone the usual route,
right,
with him, which we didn't.
Wow, what a story. Do you have any other stories that you want to share quickly just about the benefits you've received from essential oil yourself?
Sure. You know, I can talk emotionally. We have a daughter who's 9 now, and we had adopted her from China when she was 1. So she struggled seriously and just a little bit now with leaving me, with attachment, you know, anxiety, extreme nervousness, and stomach issues, which would manifest in her stomach. And so we would use essential oils with her to help calm her and relax her central nervous system and her automatic nervous system to keep her calm and keep her body at a calm space. And so she even carries them. I make kits of oils, and my kids carry them with them in their backpacks because they are allowed in the schools because they're not classified as medicine. And so they're in little tiny 5-mil roller bottles. So when she's feeling she needs them, she can just take it out and roll it on her.
That's wonderful. What are her favorites?
Well, orange oil is huge. And yeah, we call it the happy oil. And whenever I get upset with them or mad, she would run to my oil supply, grab the orange oil, and come and wave it under my nose.
That's great. So what are some other ways that essential oils can affect your mood?
Well, the thing about essential oils and why they affect your mood is because when you inhale them, and they go up through your nose into your olfactory system, it can trigger the release of serotonin and endorphins, which are your feel-good chemicals in your brain. And also it goes right into your amygdala, which is where your seat of emotions is. And that is the only place in your entire body that is open to your central nervous system. And so smell, more than any other sense, can actually affect your brain and your body because of that. And so using essential oils, inhaling them, diffusing them, can actually change the mood in the room. We went on vacation last weekend and did a long road trip, and I put together what I call my happy family blend. It is lemongrass, bergamot, lavender, and ylang ylang. I put it in my car diffuser. If you don't have a car diffuser, you can just put it on a tissue and stick it in your vent and turn your air conditioning on high. And we didn't have any trouble at all because the ylang ylang is huge for anger, especially for young men. And it also helps with hormones. And we use bergamot, and bergamot is the oil of release. It helps you to let go emotionally. And lemongrass helps you let go physically, and lavender, which everyone knows is very calming and soothing. So whenever my kids are fighting, I always put that in the diffuser blend in the room that they're in. And it just amazes me how fast their mood changes.
I love that. What did you call that blend?
I call it the happy family blend. I used to call it the crabby kid blend, but I thought I need to change it to a more positive.
Good thinking. I love it. Well, wonderful. So besides those that you just mentioned, are there any other oils that are sort of your go-to oils for upping your good vibes?
Yes, yes. Your citrus oils, any citrus oil is huge for lifting the mood. Citrus oils are high in esters, and esters is the chemical constituent which is relaxing and calming and uplifting. And so you can use orange, tangerine, lemon, lime, bergamot. Those are just a few, but there's a new one out of Japan, which I've just discovered, called Yuzi. Y-U-Z-I. It's a citrus fruit from there. And it's a wonderful one as well. So any of your citrus, I mean, who could not peel an orange and not feel happy?
Right. I
mean, citrus oils, they're so cleansing emotionally and so uplifting for that. And, you know, for another of my other go-to oils are your tree oils, because your tree oils are very grounding and balancing. And so I like frankincense, cypress, spruce, sandalwood, cedarwood. And there's a couple of oils out of Taiwan, tree oils that I use as well. So any of your tree oils are great, you know, if your kids are feeling out of control, off balance. Okay. I am not a Young Living distributor, but I do know one of their blends, which is really good for grounding and balancing, is Valor. And I had heard that it's also really good for courage as well.
It is. Yeah. My friend actually, Becky, has a great story with Valor. Her kid was just all of a sudden refusing to go to school one day. He was just really having some emotional trouble getting to go to school. He was just kind of scared and needed that boost of courage to go. And they started rubbing the Valor, you know, on his chest. And just moments later, he was like, wow, okay, let's go to school. It was just amazing. It was amazing to watch. It is such a great oil.
It is. And I'm always amazed, even though, you know, I've been doing this for almost 4 years. Every time I hear a story like that, I'm always shocked. And I don't know why, because it's like, of course it works.
I have that exact same reaction after doing almost 50 episodes of The Essential Oil Revolution. I'm still just like, oh my gosh, it worked. And it's, I guess, and maybe it's just programmed in our brains to like not fully trust plant medicine, but it does work.
Right. One story, which was really interesting. I went to a friend's house and I brought a diffuser and some orange oil, and we were diffusing it, and her husband had gone out with his friends to see the Husky game, and the Huskies lost, and they came home and they were all upset. And we walked into the other room, and when I came back to the kitchen where the diffuser was, all those men were huddled around that diffuser smelling it. And their mood changed. And one of them even said, where do you get this? I need some of this. It was amazing how their mood flipped within a matter of minutes. It's just, it is amazing what they can do.
That is great. So there's obviously a lot of different ways you can use the oils. You can diffuse them. You can put them on different parts of your body. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit? Maybe for those listening that are new to essential oils and they don't really know how to go about using them or how much to use and where to put them.
Sure. My go-to is always inhalation. Because it, as I said before, it can affect your central nervous system quickly. So the first thing I do look at is when someone comes to me, I always think inhalation first. Let's inhale some oils, calm the central nervous system down. And the best way to do that is through a cold mist diffuser. I would not heat up the oils. Some people do, but when you heat them up, a lot of times the chemical constituents in the oils will flash off. And so you might have a good smell, but you're missing the good chemical constituents that are in there. Another way you can do this is I put them in roller bottles. I buy 10 mil roller bottles. And in a 10 mil roller bottle, you only need 15 drops of essential oil. Essential oils are very powerful and potent, and less is always more. And so I put 15 drops in that bottle. Then I fill the rest with a carrier oil like almond oil, or you can use, I use sunflower, organic sunflower oil. You can use whatever kind of carrier oil you want. And I roll it on the inside of my wrists and on my neck and on the back of my neck and on my heart. And my kids, I will do a blend to help support their respiratory system. And I will roll it on their inside of their wrists. So throughout the day, when they go to wipe their nose, they're smelling it. And that's another thing, you know, you can put it there for kids too. And as they wave their hands around, they're smelling it. You can put at night, if you're having sleep issues, if you don't have a diffuser, you can put a couple drops on your pillow, 1 to 2 drops. You don't want to overwhelm yourself with all the smells. So just a couple drops will do. And then, so that's topically and that's inhalation wise. And then internally, I eat rarely. Because I find that the other two are so successful, it's rare that I need to actually take them internally unless it's in a gel cap form to support my immune system or support all my other systems.
Great, Bethany. Let's just take a quick break to thank our sponsors and then we'll come back in. I have a few more questions for you. All right, Bethany. So before you go, we always like to leave our listeners with really practical advice and just giving them different insights into different people's health habits and what those look like. So do you have a sort of a daily health routine that you go through that you'd like to share?
Sure. With essential oils, I diffuse in the morning. I wake up and depending on my mood, if I'm feeling a little like I need to be grounded, I will diffuse some tree oils. If my kids are acting, you know, up, I'll diffuse, like I said, the Happy Kid blend in the morning. And in the car on the way to school, it's huge. for getting them calm and ready and focused for school. You know, during homework or when I need to focus, when I'm working, I love to diffuse rosemary and peppermint because rosemary is known as the herb for memory and recall. And so, and peppermint is the oil that helps you wake up and focus. So when you diffuse those two together, it's a great combination. Every year I donate a diffuser in those oils along with some others to my kids' classrooms. And whenever there's a test going on or homework or a hard concept that they need to learn, rosemary is it. Rosemary is such a great green oil. It helps the synapses that fire, helps them stick when they fire.
Well, that's great. And finally, what's just one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Man, that's a hard one because there's such a mess. But this is what I tell people when they come to me and we go over their health profile. I say, pick one thing. Pick one thing because that's what we do. We pick one thing. And so in 80-20 is the rule. 80% of the time I'm good. 20% of the time I don't worry about. And the one thing I think I would say is really big right now are the GMO foods. Mm. I would definitely do your best to avoid those because we don't really realize the long-term ramifications of what our food's going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. Well, thank you so much, Bethany, for coming onto the show. This has been a really fun episode talking about all these happy oils. I'm going to go make that happy family blend for our next road trip. We're going to Chicago soon. And I'm like, ooh.
Oh, yay.
I'm making that. So thank you. It's just been a pleasure having you here on the Essential Oil Revolution with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Before you go, hey, I've got a challenge for you. I want you to think of three friends who you think deserve more happiness in their lives. If you think of those three people, and I know you know who they are, go ahead and hit that little square with the arrow button, which is the share button on your podcast app. Hit that share button, copy the link, and text this episode to a friend who you think deserves more happiness. Go ahead. We'll wait. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.